This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1491, The Sassy Side of Thank You. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we answer a question from our listener, Yogesh from India. He heard the term thanks, but no thanks. What exactly are we saying when we use this term? Find out today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm doing great. It's a busy week and now things are good. Things are good. What's going on in your world?
Oh, yeah. Everything's good over here and not too much interesting. Just the end of the year coming up. But I am really excited about today's episode because there is a lot of sass in today's episode.
Sass. What do you mean when you say sass?
Well, like a lot of like attitude, I guess. So
attitude.
We're going to be talking about this expression, Lindsay. Do you know the expression or do you use the expression thanks but no thanks?
Oh, yeah. It is sassy. You're right.
And it's so fun. Sassy. It is fun. And today we have a question from our listener, Yogesh, about this expression. And so I'm excited to talk about it. So, Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
All right. So Yogesh says, this is Yogesh Chavan from India. I hope you're doing well during COVID-19, the pandemic of loneliness. Oof. Yeah. You are all doing incredible work. Today, I want to ask you one English expression that natives have used in American movies. The expression is thanks, but no thanks. But I don't know how to use it in different situations. I need your thoughts on this particular expression. Thanks, Yogesh. Good question.
Okay. Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, and it's a good pickup, right? It's a good pickup on his part because just picking that out and understanding that is a chunk right there in itself is really good listening skills, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's awesome. So yeah, Yogesh, we're going to get into that in just a second. But guys, we want to remind you to get our iOS app because we have a ton of stuff going on over there. And one great thing is your vocabulary can improve, right, Lindsay?
Yes, exactly, guys. And we are hoping to build the Android version this year. I hope this is going to be the year for the Android app. But until then, if you're an iOS user, you can get it right now. You can do a 7-day free trial. You'll get transcripts right there inside the app and you get to create your own personal vocabulary list, which really is pretty cool because this is going to be one of the phrases, I'm sure, that will be highlighted. Right, Michelle?
Oh, for sure. There's a lot to say about this, though. So we're going to expand on that today. So definitely go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Okay, so good question, Yogesh, right? It is a great question. And it's a good expression. Love it.
Yeah. So, but I have a question. Is this kind of a nice and genuine expression, Lindsay?
It's a little sarcastic. Yeah. It's like you said, it's sassy. Sassy means that you are pushing against someone. You're talking back to them in a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Talking back.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a pretty sassy kind of rude expression. I agree. I don't think it's said in a genuine, like, thank you way. Like you wouldn't, I don't even think, like, if you were saying you don't want something, you could just say no, thank you. But I don't think you would say like, thanks, but no thanks. Like that's not used in a genuine way. Like,
Exactly. It's like, you're trying to say you like, it's you're just trying to say you're really turned off from something.
Right.
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 You've been offered something, but you're really turned off for whatever reason. So you're rejecting it.
Right, right, right. It's kind of like saying like, oh, I would never do that, or no way.
No way.
So let's do a little example, Lindsay. So Lindsay, do you want to study with me tomorrow for 4 hours?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Ooh. And
yeah.
So you're saying no way, basically. Like, you know, 4 hours, that's a long time. I mean, Lindsay, one of the things that I really liked was how you said this. I think this expression has a very specific intonation, right, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I said, thanks, but no thanks. So guys, thanks, it's a rhythm. No, and what you should do is go back, play that again, mirror how I'm saying it.
Yeah.
What am I adding to that in terms of rhythm? What am I doing, Michelle?
Well, you're kind of, well, first of all, with thanks, it's always like, thanks, like, and thanks, then a little pause. No, it's like you're going up and down, like, thanks, but no thanks with a little
exactly.
Pause.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, Michelle, to cut you off there.
No, no,
exactly.
No,
yeah. And I also think the part sounded a little questioning. I was a little bit confused, like, right? There's a question at the end of that.
Right, right, right. So you don't need the there, but it's definitely added on something here. It's like, I'm thinking about it. No.
Exactly, exactly. So good. So it's all in the intonation, guys. It's all in how you deliver it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you could even just use it when you're telling somebody about something you have to do that you don't want to do, right? Mm-hmm. So I could say something like, oh man, Lindsay, I should do my laundry. It's like, thanks, but no thanks.
It's like, and interesting that you put it's like. Yeah. What are you trying to say by putting it's like in there?
It's like, I just want to say it's like, it's showing my feeling. Exactly. It's almost saying, oh, this is what I'm saying, or this is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Or I feel, exactly. Yeah. It's like you're saying how you're experiencing that thing.
Right.
You're reporting on your experience in a very native and natural way.
Right, right, right. Because if I just said thanks, but no thanks, it almost sounds like, well, who are you talking to? So adding the it's True. Like in this particular example, it's kind of connecting it and saying, okay, I'm taking myself, I'm kind of removing myself, and now I'm having this conversation with the laundry. I don't know.
Yeah, reporting on your thoughts. Yeah. Although I do think it would be okay if you just said thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Oh man, I should do my laundry. Thanks, but no thanks. That would be okay.
Yeah,
I guess you're talking
to
yourself here, or you could also be talking to someone else.
Right.
But so you don't have to have it's like, but we could do other episodes on the ways we use like, and it's not always a filler, guys. It's not always a filler. That's one thing you should know. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point, Lindsay. So, I mean, this expression can be used in a humorous way, but it's sarcastic. So be careful who you say it to, guys. This is a definite one you want to be careful with, because it will make you sound a little bit spunky, a little bit maybe like you have a little negative attitude about something, even if you're being funny, right? It's definitely sarcastic.
Right.
You know, it reminds me of that expression, sorry, not sorry.
We did another episode on that one, didn't we?
Michelle? Yeah. Well, way back I was looking. I don't think it's been since like episode 148. That's what I have, unless I missed a one and it was 1148, but I think it was 148. But yeah, but briefly, I mean, what is sorry, not sorry?
So you're apologizing, but you're not really. It's like saying, I know I should apologize, but actually I'm not. So I don't apologize because I'm glad I did whatever I did. It's like a thing where you felt justified in doing what you did, kind of.
Right, right, right. It's like, you know, you did something wrong or something that someone wouldn't like, but you don't really feel remorse. So you're expressing that
remorse.
Feeling.
Ooh, good word, by the way, for our listeners today, Michelle. Remorse. What does that mean?
It's basically like, it's like a regret for something that you did. Wrong, really. Something that maybe you did to somebody.
Nice. I like that. Sorry, not sorry. So guys, definitely go back. If you're in the iOS app, by the way, all you have to do is go to the top of the search bar, type in 148. If you don't find it, type in 1148.
I'm pretty sure it's 148. Yes, because I wrote, it's been a while. So it must have been.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Guys, you can make this episode your own by creating a personal power list of vocabulary words and by viewing the real-time transcripts right inside the iOS app. So to listen there, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device and get your 7-day free trial. allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Yeah, all right, yeah, what yeah. else is show?
So, I mean, like with sorry, not sorry, just let's do a couple of other examples. So I could say something like, there's no way I'm helping you with that. Sorry, not sorry. And there you could say thanks, but no thanks too.
Yeah, exactly. So these, in some cases, these can be interchanged, right? They're basically saying a very similar thing. Right?
Right. Exactly. Or what's another expression? I mean, another example.
For example, maybe you were in a terrible relationship and this person was very bad to you, right? And you would say, I broke up with him and he cried. Sorry, not sorry, right? So you're saying I felt justified in doing that because it made me feel bad.
Right. So, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys need to look at the whole context of the conversation to really understand how these phrases are being used, right?
Right. Exactly. You have to really think about that. But I mean, in general, I think these are kind of immature sounding. I think you would only use them with, you know, probably a close friend. And I don't know. I don't say these things seriously. I think maybe it's a little bit of a younger crowd who says it.
Yeah, because teenagers are kind of spunky again, you know what I mean? They like to speak their minds and talk back and rebel against their parents. So these may be things that teenagers would say. As an adult, we could say them to our friends if we're just joking around trying to tell our true feelings about something.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of humorous. So I agree with you, Lindsay, on that. So you want to think about that. And as our listener heard, I mean, this comes up, right? That's how our listener got this question, because it was actually in something. So you will hear it. So, but let's just talk about, I mean, just really fast, some more genuine ways to say, you know, thanks, but, you know, not interested. So you could just say, oh, thanks, but I'm okay for now.
Right. Oh, thanks, but I'm okay. So you're declining whatever it is, right?
Right.
You don't need to be sassy about it in that case. That's a more humble and straightforward way to say it.
Right. Or for the sorry, not sorry, Lindsay, what could you say?
I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, well, that's for a genuine sorry, now that I'm thinking. I guess sorry, not sorry would be more like, well, there's no nice way to say that.
There is no nice, right? Because if you're saying you did something but you don't regret it, you could still just say I'm sorry. And in your mind, you're thinking you don't regret it.
Exactly. So, but when you're listening, you know, for these kinds of things, you want to listen for that sarcastic tone of voice, or maybe like watch somebody's face. Maybe they have a little smirk, like a kind of creepy smile.
Creepy smile. Another great word. Bonus for our listeners. Smirk. Again, the bonuses are really coming out today, Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
A smirk, a small smile. Yeah. Like a tricky kind of meaning a nefarious smile.
But guys, the bottom line is try not to use these unless you're being very careful. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, be careful who you're around. Is this a person that you can pretty much say anything to and they're not going to judge you? Is it a family member or best friend? That's okay.
Yeah.
But are you around a coworker? Are you talking about your boss? Maybe don't do that, right? That kind of thing. Just be tasteful, guys.
Tasteful. Yeah, exactly. Because these aren't really expressions that are going to help you form new connections unless, I guess they could with a more sarcastic, funny crowd. So if you're commiserating with somebody about something, it might actually help. So you really have to, as Lindsay was saying, you know, you have to think about the whole context. Is this appropriate? Who are you talking to? Why is this being used instead of something more genuine?
And I think we've maybe done an episode on commiserating, this concept of it's kind of like co-complaining, right? Complaining together, or there's some not so good situation and you're sharing in your experience with someone. So guys, come back to the blog and find that episode too. Type in commiserating and see what comes up. I'm not sure exactly what will come up, but you never know.
Okay. Right. So guys, remember, today we talked about a ton of bonus words. So these are going to be on the keyword list. So definitely, if you want to have all of those words in one place, you've got to get the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. You would, if you had the app, you had a membership, guys, you'd be able to say, yes, I want to remember this. I want to put this in my personalized list. And therefore, it'll be in that list for you for the future to review every day. So really good. Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners today?
All right, guys. Well, these are popular expressions, but we don't always recommend them unless, well, like the situations we were speaking about in this episode. They're good to know, and they can help you even really more on the listener end, you know, because then you can kind of say, wait, hold on. Is this person being genuine with me? Or are they having an attitude, right? So it's good to know as a listener. So watch out for this.
That's a good point, Michelle. It's not always just about using the vocab words, guys. It's about gauging where that other person is at in their headspace, right? Where are they? What's their attitude? What's their attitude towards you or the situation? And then you know how to respond so you can connect with them.
Exactly. Maybe we should do a follow-up episode on how to respond if somebody says something like this to you.
That would be interesting.
Ooh, confrontation.
All right. Let us know, guys, if you want that. And make sure you go and grab the iOS app. All right. Awesome.
All right, Lindsay, this was fun. Have a good one.
Bye. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.